The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Just another day in the sporting calendar. An NFL star has a conniption fit and demands a trade. We call that a Monday. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Like-minded patrons. As we have wonders in flavors coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and universally powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the depot, the smoke depot. These hot takes burning up the microphones all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the Baltimore Brouhaha. We will call it the Baltimore Brouhaha, and it is a doozy of a story to kick off the NFL owners' soiree in the Valley of the Sun. It began with a light show, and the orchestrator of that light show, Lamar Jackson, he is looking to expedite the process, and he would like to hit the road, Jack, tired of eating seafood in Maryland. He would like to go somewhere else in the wild blue yonder, away from the Ravens. Now, if you have not heard, and I don't know how you could have missed it, but there is a possibility that you live in a time warp and maybe you only consume sports radio when 99% of people are sleeping late at night under the cover of darkness. It is possible. But in case you missed it, Lamar Jackson wrote a social media manifesto requesting a trade. Get me out of here. I don't want to play for you anymore, Ravens. I'm done with you. He said that this originally started on March 2nd, the two sides unable to reach compromise on a new contract. And he wrote, in part, as of March 2nd, this is a quote, as of March 2nd, I request a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens has not been interested, I'm reading this verbatim, has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that has, I don't think that's right, met me or been around me, know I love the game of football, Lamar stated, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. He stated, that's a multi-tweet letter, manifesto to the fan. He also continued, quote, you all are great, but I had to make a business decision. All right, everything before the word but is a lie. Do we all agree on that? Everything before the word but is a lie. But I had to make a business decision, Lamar stated, that was best for my family and I. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, Jackson stated, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state of Maryland. Everyone from the waterway out inland, you'll see me again. Close quote. Now, the Ravens placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on their one-time MVP, 5 days after Jackson said he had requested a trade exit stage left. That was 5 days prior to that. Jackson posting the demand letter as Ravens coach John Harbaugh was speaking with the media, speaking with reporters at the owners' meetings, same time, just a coincidence, I don't know. But Harbaugh, here's what he had to say. He pointed out that he hadn't seen the words of Lamar. You see, he was busy doing something. He was talking to the media at the time.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football. I'm confident that's going to happen.
That's very sweet. Isn't it nice to have people think about you? That's nice. Does anyone think about you? That's wonderful. I'm sure my bosses right now are up late thinking about me. I'm sure Don Martin, Scott Shapiro, those guys, they can't sleep. They're like, what's going on the Maller Show? I love that Ben Maller. All right, anyway, here is more from Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens. John Harbaugh here, and he's got a lot of the L word, a lot of the L word.
We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right? Why? Because we love him.
Oh,
we
there
love
it is.
Him. We love the way he
there
plays. We love his mindset, his charisma, his style, the way he's in the locker room. Everything about him, we love him. I love him personally. I love being the coach of the team that he's playing quarterback for.
John Harbaugh, if you want, if you go to the Ravens website, you can get those knee pads he was wearing autographed. You can get those autographed.
And I guzzle that sucker down
they
every
have,
night.
They have the Ravens logo on them, the knee pads he was wearing while he gave that soundbite.
I swallowed.
All right, let's discuss. We kid because we care. All right, the question, where do you stand on the Lamar Jackson trade demand? So I've got Mr. Peanut, Rage Against the Machine, and Squeaky. And not Squiggy, Squeaky. And we'll tie all of these things together, and we are going to make a one-way express train ticket out of Dodge. Now, we'll start here. Lamar Jackson, it's been great to watch this as it smolders into a tinderbox. The latest plot twist, the word is predictable would be the word. Lamar has been getting antsy, frustrated with the lack of movement, shall we say. This has been a recipe for disaster. If you're the NFL team, if you're a talk show host, this is a gift from the gods, is what it is. You've got the tinderbox, and Lamar is smoking cigarettes, chain smoking on top of the cigarettes. What could go wrong with the fumes coming up here, sending out cryptic messages? And now we have reached the moment we love, the tipping point. The tipping point! We're at the tipping point. Lamar Jackson has taken off the gloves, putting his name on a trade demand. Even in the latest message, Lamar was Mr. Peanut, as in the mixed nuts, mixed messages there. Now, what's my evidence? Get your monocle out. Lamar said in that manifesto that he requested a trade because the Ravens are not interested in meeting his value. Then he immediately said, the standard, I love the game of football and my dream is to help a team win a Super Bowl. Had to make a business decision. That was best for my family and I. Now, if you gave Lamar Jackson some truth serum, we have some sitting around in the back here. If you gave him that truth serum, money, money, money is more important. Just say it. Just say it. Say it. I want the money. Show me the money. Don't talk about the other bullcrap. The Ravens have been a consistent playoff team with you, Lamar. You've played mostly crap football in the playoffs. But what do you want to go to the Colts or somewhere like that? Stop. Stop. I know what you're doing. You're like, everyone says who wants to trade. They say, I love it's for my family, and I that's what it's all about. But the reality is, if Lamar Jackson played this season as the transition player at $32 million with any proper financial advice, a portfolio of real estate and Wall Street, you would never have to work a day in your life again after football. And your family would never have to work a day after you're done playing football either. Just proper investments. Right? But he's looking for like seven generations down the line, which is fine. He can get it. Maybe he probably will get it. And every time I say this guy's not going to get the money, they get the money. It's how it always works. Eventually, they get the money. Doesn't work like that in radio. It doesn't work like that. But in the NFL, it works like that. So there you go. What do I know? I just do the overnight show here. That's all I do. All right. Now, part two of this, how should the Ravens play this? The ball's in their court now. How should they respond? How do the Ravens respond to Lamar Jackson? So Baltimore, they have little to worry about at this point. John Harbaugh can go rage against the machine, be as calm like a bomb. Doesn't need to worry about it. And I'll tell you why. Baltimore is still in the driver's seat. They either A, get Lamar to play on the tag, B, trade Lamar and get a package of goodies, or C, Lamar Jackson huffs and puffs and sits out and the Ravens save $32 million. And then they suck, and then they end up getting a top draft pick, and then they get their franchise quarterback that way. So there's three options. None of them are that bad. None of them are that bad for the Ravens. Lamar going public with his trade demand is also a dead giveaway. It is a dead giveaway. It reveals to you and I, with even little insider information, it reveals that Lamar Jackson has a product that has a defect. It's a dud. There are zero customers. There is no foot traffic. None. No foot traffic. No customers knocking at the door. If Lamar Jackson had a hot gizmo that he was selling, you know what he would have done? He would have said, I would like a trade and I want to play for Team X. That's the team I want to play for. He would have named the team. But there is no team because there's no market. Can't do it. Team doesn't exist. Why is that? The cat is out of the bag. Since the MVP season, you know what Lamar Jackson is? He is a sexier version of Jared Goff. That is the reality. Jared Goff has more touchdown passes, fewer interceptions, and a higher completion percentage and quarterback rating in the last three seasons than Lamar Jackson. Shh, you're not supposed to say that out loud. You're not supposed to say that part out loud. But what about the running? Okay, what about the running? That has led to multiple injuries for Lamar Jackson. What about the running? Yeah, but. All right, last word here. So what can Lamar Jackson do to try to gain leverage? We mentioned that there are three scenarios and they all favor the Ravens. So I have come up, my devious mind, as an unpaid, unrequested favor to Lamar Jackson, a three-prong attack for Lamar to help him out. And I would like you to join us here. We are going to ride around on the Velodrome of Death, the cycle race around Dante's Inferno. And it is risky business, but we are here to provide a public service. I will be the ringmaster. You will help me out. And under the big top, every man, woman, and child, come on down. And welcome to the circus. There is a belief, and I believe this to be true, it goes back to the beginning of humanity. When you put people together. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The dead wood gets cut out. The first move, wildcat strike. Now, that is risky business. It's not playing, leaving $32 million on the table, which would be financially foolish. It's an option, but not a good option. But it's an option. And you don't play for the Ravens, say, I'm going to go hang out in Florida and have a fine time and whatever. And then the Ravens get off to a 1-6 start, and it was like, you got to pay him. You got to bring him in. The public pressure on the Ravens. Maybe they'll cave in. That's option one. Option two would be what I call the rotten tomato approach. Now, what is the rotten tomato approach? The rotten tomato approach is where you take the tag, you play, you say you're going to play, and then you work as the rotten tomato in the basket or the fox in the henhouse. And you are disruptive. You are a tumor in the locker room. You divide. You present a clique against the organization in the locker room. Therefore, they're like, this guy's worth more trouble to us than his providing on the field, his play on the field, so we'll get rid of him. Now, the third option would be signing the deal, not going rotten tomato, but instead going AWOL. There's a military term for this, and Lamar already did this last season. It's called malingering. We saw that play out where he had a three-week injury and turned into a season-ending injury where he couldn't even be bothered to show up to the Ravens playoff game because he was trying to make a point against the organization. But those are the options. Those are the options on the table. You can malinger, rotten tomato, or wildcat strike. That's what's out there for Lamar Jackson.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A vote of confidence. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Talk mates. As we are in the audio jungle, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and unfathomably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from judgment, as in clouded judgment. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we'll get back to the conversation coming up in a little bit regarding the quarterback of the Ravens, at least for now. He's technically a free agent, but Lamar Jackson, who has asked for a trade. He would like to go somewhere else. But our lead this hour does come from the NFL. It is not about Lamar Jackson. A beehive of activity. The NFL owners' meetings in the Valley of the Sun, and one of the top contenders in the NFC, the junior varsity, the heavyweights are in the AFC. Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Buffalo, the big three musketeers of the NFL. But over in the NFC, the team that gets to play the AFC team in the Super Bowl, if you look around and you're saying, well, Philadelphia was in last year, but what about that team in Northern California? Well, yeah, what about that team? The general manager, John Lynch. I used to work for John Lynch's father in San Diego. John Lynch's father owned a bunch of radio stations in San Diego, and I actually worked for him. I remember when John Lynch was in college at Stanford, and there was this debate, what do you think, he's going to make it in the NFL? He ended up having a Hall of Fame career, and now he's like an old guy, and he's hanging out as a executive. So John Lynch, who used to work in the Fox Box That Rocks, giving out wisdom, knowledge, and all that, on television. So John Lynch made some comments that were rather interesting when asked about the quarterback conundrum in the Bay. If you have not heard, possibly not, with Jimmy Garoppolo persona non grata, he's headed off to Sin City to end up in the Raiders injury tent. John Lynch says that Brock Purdy has the edge when it comes to starting in 2023. Purdy, there's no guarantee he'll be healthy by the time the season comes around. But what about Trey Lance? That's where the story is. Don't bury the lead, my man. Don't bury the lead. All right, we're not going to bury the lead. Calm down. So what about Brock Purdy's backup, Trey Lance? So Lynch said the 49ers, while they're always open to trades, he says, we listen to everything, he said, and listen to anything. But Lynch said, we like Trey on our team. We're very excited about the way he's progressing, about his opportunity, close quote. So let us discuss, because this is one of those names that gets tossed around, bounced around the pinball machine of trade rumor. So the question, John Lynch saying the 49ers are happy with Trey Lance and his progress, are you in or are you out on that? So I am out. Foul ball! I'm out on that. I've got Panning, Discount, and Hollywood Reporter. And we'll combine all of these three random things together, and we are going to make an amazing, amazing loaf of sourdough bread right out of the oven. Butter on top. Woo-wee!
All right, so number one.
Number one.
We are rolling our eyes at these latest comments. There is no way on God's green earth the 49ers are pleased with Trey Lance. That is a lie. Lie, 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 lie. That's what that is.
That's fertilizer, says Kemp, over and over.
Even the ghost of Vin Scully agrees that that is a lie. Unbelievable. Every man, woman, and child knows that to be true. The Niners, let's go back in the DeLorean, and we're going to go back to the future. Remember what the 49ers traded to get Trey Lance? They gave away the family jewels. That's fine. I'm FM picks, guys. But if you trade those picks away, you better get something of value in return. The Niners gave away not one, not two, three first-round picks and a third-round selection in that mega, 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 mega trade to the Miami Dolphins for the right to select Trey Lance with the number three overall pick way back in the 2021 draft. In return, they have gotten a whammy. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Big money, big money, big money. Stop. Whammy! That's what they got. They got a whammy. The 49ers were panning, much like their franchise origins, the 49ers, panning for gold, and they got fool's gold. What is my evidence? My evidence is the Pro Football Reference page of Trey Lance. He has started four games in his career. He is 2-2. He has attempted 102 career passes. And is it true that Trey Lance has suffered one more serious injury than he has career victories? That is the gospel. He suffered a finger fracture, a left knee sprain, and a fractured ankle. Snap, crackle, pop. He's a dandelion. It's not a compliment. Very delicate. Porcelain doll. Now, page two. What are the chances, just between me, you, and you, and whoever else is listening, what are the chances the 49ers find a trade partner for the aforementioned Trey Lance? So the Niners, the goal here is to find the greater fool. Cut their losses. There is a sucker born every minute. We see that all the time as sports fans watching players traded and changing teams. You just got to find the sucker. The Niners would have taken something last year. You know, Trey Lance was supposed to start last year. Remember, he got off the loss to the Bears on a rainy day to begin the year in Chicago there, and then got hurt a few games after that. But I believe they would have even traded him last year, even though they were kind of skittish on Lance. But now, absolutely, they would trade him. The problem is you'd get pennies on the dollar. Trey Lance was originally worth three first-round picks and another draft pick. Now, because of not inflation, deflation, because people have actually seen him play a little bit, his value has plummeted. Down, 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 down. Still, I could absolutely see a team that's desperate, that's hard up for a quarterback, like the Washington Commanders or the Houston Texans or the Vikings, who don't have anyone they're grooming to replace Kirk Cousins, to try to get this guy and a diamond in the rough in the discount bin shopping. This guy at one point was worth three first-round picks and another pick, and we can get him for a conditional fifth-round pick. For the Niners, though, it would be, as we said, a cut-your-losses situation. And Brock Purdy, who has the job for now, he has been everything that Trey Lance was supposed to be. And he was Mr. Irrelevant and all that, and he's shown that to this point, the NFL draft continues to be an inexact science. The scouting world happens to be just clueless most of the time, and they draft based on measurables and not whether or not you can actually play. They draft on raw athletic ability, not the other stuff. So turning the page. Now, final point. I want to continue on with the theme, the train of thought here regarding the current quarterback from Iowa State. How does Brock Purdy perform in Act 2? Now, I realize we're talking about this way before we get to the NFL season, but it is a great mystery when you talk about Brock Purdy, because his career started out like a scene from a movie, a fairy tale. Last player picked, not expected to make it. And then he turns the NFL upside down. So is that a fling or is that a long-term romance? Right? That's the jury's still out on that. And much like the movies, there is a warning label, as they say in The Hollywood Reporter. You watch out for the fake-out opening. You know those movies you go to, you watch the movies, they got the quick start. Man, you're like, this is great. This could be the greatest movie. That opening scene is amazing. And then it turns out to be a mirage. And in this case, the player is not as good as they originally were. Extreme outcomes are followed often by more moderate ones, as we often like to say. And Brock Purdy blossomed, surrounded by the 49ers and the elite playmakers they have. Will the sequel be the equal? And I'm Benny Brightside on this, assuming he is able to play and that we are wrong about his health, and I'm still skeptical about that. But if he is healthy, we are betting on Brock, betting on Brock Purdy. And we'll be amazed if he goes out there and starts the first game. He had major surgery, and Tommy John did not have the Tommy John, but typically when you avoid it, you only temporarily avoid it. Eventually, you end up having it. But watch out for the booby prize for the 49ers. There is a scenario, it is a dimension in time, where the 49ers trade away Trey Lance, they go with Brock Purdy, he gets hurt, and then you find yourself rolling out the rotting carcass of Sam Darnold as your quarterback. That is a dimension in time. That is a possibility.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Fire in. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
The Coop Dalu.
Todd Bowles said at the owners' meeting this past weekend that Tampa Bay can still be great even without the aura of Tom Brady. Ben, while there's still moves to be made, what do you think the ceiling is for the Bucs next season?
Well, you got to remember, with all these coaches, they are paid to be optimistic. That is their job. It goes with the territory. If you're not selling optimism in March, you are selling insurance by September. So you have to sell optimism by the gallon. So take it with a grain of salt. But the Buccaneers are looking like a 6-8 win team, under 500 yet again. I don't think they'll be much worse than that. But you can bring back the creamsicles, the suckineers, bring all those terms back. They would be worse, Tampa Bay, but they're in the right division. Location, location, location. If you look at the NFC South, you get to play the Falcons, Panthers, and Saints twice. So the Falcons don't have a quarterback. The Panthers are going to draft a quarterback to be named later. The Saints don't have a quarterback because they have Derek Carr. And so those are the sewer mates in a wretched division. So you should be able to win three or four games in the division. So that gets you to three or four wins outside the division. You should win at least two or three games. So that gets you to about seven wins. All right, next.
Mike Tomlin also spoke with the media and talked about how excited he is for Kenny Pickett's future. Ben, do you think this guy is going to be the Steelers quarterback for years to come?
Well, he'll be the quarterback as long as a rookie contract is going on. The jury is still out on Kenny Pickett. And just like we talked about with Todd Bowles, Mike Tomlin, who's mostly a straight shooter, has to sell optimism. And Kenny Pickett, the grade on Pickett right now is incomplete based on his rookie season. The Steelers, they're always a 500 or better team. With Mike Tomlin, they were desperately trying to get to that mark last year to stay above that mark. But that's the standard. You look in that division, the Bengals are clearly better than them. The Browns and Ravens are up in the air. But Kenny Pickett, he'll be there until he shows something or until his rookie contract's up. Next!
It was reported Sunday that despite the Mavericks' recent struggles on the court, Kyrie Irving still has the support of his Dallas teammates.
Yeah, right.
Ben, are you buying this?
Bullcrap. No. See, there's going to be a human sacrifice by Mark Cuban. Either it's Kyrie Irving or it's Jason Kidd. And it's certainly leaning based on the fact, number one, it is a result-based business, and the Mavericks' results are garbage since the Luka Doncic-Kyrie Irving combo. Heading into play last night, since their debut, the Mavericks, they did win last night, but they have dropped from 4th to 11th in the Western Conference standings, and they started their first 18 games together 5-13. That was 278 basketball with those two guys playing together, which I'm not a math guy, but that sucks. And Kyrie Irving, this is just a stopover. He's going to go somewhere else. And I'm not buying the Mavericks support Kyrie. They support him as long until the season ends, and then they'll go somewhere else. All right, there it is. Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this edition.
That is a winner. I put it on the board. I'm the all-time wins king. I've won this game more than anybody, Maller. I've won Maller to the third degree. More than anybody. It's amazing. Huh?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And away we go. It is time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. Hello, Blind Emmett.
Hello, Big Ben. How are you doing?
Welcome in, Blind Emmett. You're going to be one of our contestants. Hold on a second. We have 00 Mexican in San Diego. Hello, 00 Mexican.
What's going on, Big Ben?
Welcome in, Double O. You ready to go here? Hold on a sec. He's got Aztec fever. Blind Emmett, out of an abundance of caution and actually an abundance of time, would you like to partner up with me, Eddie, Roberto, or, of course, you love the people that answer the phones. Absolutely.
Who brought me the dub last time? I have to.
All right. Who cares? Double O Mexican. Who would you like to partner up with, Double O Mexican?
My brother from another mother, Eddie Garcia.
All right, that is the matchup. It is the Lady Gaga edition. It turns 37 today. We've got Born This Way. That's category one. Category two, The Edge of Glory. Judas. Oh, that's the Eddie category. And Applause. Applause also. Blind Emmett, you are teamed up with Coop. Which category do you want?
Let's do Edge of Glory.
All right, Edge of Glory for you and Coop, and Double O Mexican, which category would you like?
Let's go with Applause.
Applause, all right, very good. Okay, we will start out with Coop and Blind Emmett, the Edge of Glory. These athletes made it to the championship game, but never won. They never won, and we'll put 45 seconds on the clock. Roberto's keeping score. You're on your way. Yes, you are. And go.
Round mound of rebound on TNT.
Charles Barkley.
Yes, the home run king.
Barry Bonds.
Yes. Center for the Knicks. Lost to Michael Jordan.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes. Quarterback for the Eagles, lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Is it Donovan McNabb?
Yes, it is. Second baseman for the Houston Astros, part of the Killer Bees.
Pass.
Oh, I don't think you can say that anyway.
Offensive lineman for the Houston Oilers. He's like the uncle of Clay.
Yeah. Pass.
Old baseball player from... that's not even going to...
Yeah.
Bruce Matthews.
But in your life, Emmett, the Houston Oilers have not existed. Is that correct?
That's true.
I knew who they were, though.
Yeah, I know that, but you're a young guy. All right. Yeah, you didn't get Bruce Matthews, and you didn't even try Ty Cobb, Craig Biggio. Craig Biggio.
What was the score, Berto?
100 points.
100 points. That's it. That's the score to beat. Eddie, Applause the category for you and Double O Mexican in San Diego. These athletes... We're all fan favorites. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. You're on your way. Go.
Current player for the Lakers, white guy, the hillbilly Kobe.
What?
He can't see color, Eddie. He's blind.
Okay. Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Saints.
Drew Brees.
The Diesel for the Lakers, with teamed up with Kobe.
Shaquille O'Neal.
The outfielder for the Mariners, Hall of Famer, his dad. He played with his dad.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Shortstop for the Orioles. He set the consecutive games played streak.
Cal Ripken Jr.
This guy was, I don't know if he's manager anymore, but was manager of the Brewers. He played shortstop in the big leagues.
Craig Counsell.
Yes. Hockey player, all-time great before Wayne Gretzky with the Red Wings. Played for a million years.
Now.
Yes. Are you a Laker fan?
Yeah.
You don't know the Billy Kobe?
Oh, no. He didn't know that here.
AR-15.
He doesn't see color, Eddie, even though he's not blind.
I guess he's not
Mexican,
a Laker fan.
But,
I can't stand LeBron James.
Good job by you. All right. What's the score there,
LeBron
Roberto?
James. Doesn't have Austin Reeves. Respect his name.
240.
240 to 100. That means that Blind Emmett, you get to go again. You have Judas or Born This Way.
Let's get Born This Way.
Okay, Godspeed to Coop. Okay, good luck.
All right.
These are some of the most naturally athletic freaks of all time. Now, you're down by 140 points, so you have to get at least that to tie, and you're on your way. Go.
Current leader of the Lakers, all-time scoring king.
LeBron James.
Yes. All-time leading rusher for a quarterback. He killed dogs.
Michael Vick.
Yes.
Is that funny?
Center for the Lakers that scored 100 points in a game. He did it when he was with
Will Chamberlain.
Yes. Fastest runner for Jamaica.
Usain Bolt.
Yes. This guy was drafted by the NFL, the NBA, and the MLB.
I have no idea.
On the Yankees. Okay. This guy got picked over Reggie Bush, number one overall, because he had a great combine by the Texans. Defensive end. Same name as
J.J. Watt.
No.
Mario Williams.
Wow, double O Mexico.
Mario Williams. So you did not get enough to...
200 points.
Take the lead.
Congrats,
200 points. But if you want to run up the score, Ed,
let's do it. Let's run it up.
All right. The last category is Judas. These are considered some of the biggest traitors in sports history. And you're on your way. And go.
Current head football coach at Alabama.
Nick Saban.
Current head football coach at Colorado. Primetime.
Deion Sanders.
The Worm, rebounding machine for the Pistons and the Bulls.
Dennis Rodman.
The Rocket, pitcher for the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Roger Clemens.
Head coach at Ole Miss. He was the head coach of the Raiders and USC.
Lane Kiffin.
Outfielder for the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Johnny Damon.
Yes. Old school Brooklyn Dodgers executive who was famous for Jackie Robinson, for playing Jackie Robinson, signing Jackie Robinson.
Walter O'Malley.
That is a sweep.
Oh, that is a sweep. There you go. A blind Emmy. Should have picked me. Bad job by you.
Nah, you'd have lost.
You would have won.
You've accused me of cheating. Garcia's pile of pesos, baby.
That's right. Arriba.
Hang up on him.
Golden ticket.
Gotta hang up on him.
Watch more baseball, Emmett. Listen to more baseball, Emmett.
You can't watch more baseball. They're taking him making blind jokes.
That's insensitive.
How rude is that, Cooper?
Lame jokes is Friday, Cooper.
How rude is that? Did we mention Dave Winfield?
I get
email.
It's a great
when we don't
question.
Give the answers, people get upset. But Dave Winfield.
Yeah, drafted in all three sports.
And remember what his nickname was with the Yankees, Eddie? You're old. You remember his nickname?
I don't, actually.
Oh, come on, Roberto. You remember his nickname? George Steinbrenner gave him the nickname with the Yankees. Very offensive nickname.
Mr. April.
No, Mr. May. They called him Mr. May because he dominated in May. But when it was late in the season, it would drive Steinbrenner crazy.
And then Steinbrenner hired a private investigator.
To be alive, Eddie. And now you just put stuff on social media. But Dave Winfield, Hall of Famer, won with Toronto, played for the Angels, Padres, Hall of Minnesota guy, right? Minnesota guy back in the day. So there you go. Another
Golden
edition
Gopher.
Of Maller's Mountain of Money.
I win.
Yeah, not really.
I win.
The listeners lose, Eddie. The listeners lose.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.